Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We go out to our SDCCU fan hotline. He has been one of our favorites. And this is our two-year anniversary. He's been one of our favorites from the very beginning. Legendary NFL coach and defensive coordinator Wade Phillips is with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Wade, it is great to have you on Ben and Woods one more time. How you doing, man?
Good. I'm doing okay. I'm like everybody, just isolated a lot, but it's good to hear you guys.
Yeah.
It's
so you're healthy. You're still well. You're not infected or anything.
Right. Yeah. I'm. You know, I'm doing nothing, and I don't start till noon, so.
Well, more time for video games. We know you're a big Fortnite fan, Wade, from your last time we had you on.
Yeah, right.
So, Wade, I know you've got this new book out, and, I mean, you must have stories upon stories upon stories, not only yourself, but from your dad as well. The book's called Son of Bum, Lessons My Dad Taught Me About Football and Life. First of all, just kind of what made you decide now you wanted to make sure there was a book out to chronicle all this?
I just wanted to honor my dad. And, you know, some people had heard, a lot of people had heard of him. And, you know, you're not gonna see another coach on the sideline with a cowboy hat and cowboy boots. So, you know, the world has changed since then, and so I just wanted people to know about him, and know a little bit about the NFL. You know, like you say, I got so many stories. I got a bunch of them about San Diego I couldn't put in there or hadn't put in there. So there's a lot of stories as well.
Well, the name of the book is called Son of Bum: Lessons My Dad Taught Me About Football and Life, and you know, I'm a fairly new father myself. Wade, my son's 2 years old. You know, the light of my life. Spent a lot of time with him, certainly. And you know, the bond between father and son is a big one, and it can't be overlooked or oversold. When you think back about your dad, I know everybody wants to read the book, but just a couple of things about your dad that you could share with our audience.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he was he had great common sense. You know, he could think of things that, you know, everybody we'd argue about football, and I'm talking about young coaches or coaches around him. We'd be arguing about something in the football. We should do this or we should do that, and he'd come in and say, "Hey, I've done it this way, and this way, and this one's the best because." So I learned a lot of football that way, and then of course about life, football. You know, football and life kind of go together in some things. Hard work and good times go together, but the hard work comes first.
Wade, how did your dad get his nickname? Because, you know, bum doesn't necessarily have the greatest connotation nowadays, but this was probably a long time ago. Tell me about that.
It's like they call me Idiot Woods, you know, and it just doesn't really ring.
Nobody called anybody else bum that I know of anytime. So, but his story is that his sister didn't say brother very well, and so she said bum, and it kind of caught on. So, you know, I don't know if that's a real story or not. In fact, in the book, there's another variation that I think maybe people would understand a little bit more about bumblebees, but. Anyway, that's in the book.
What was his actual first name? Because I look it up here, well, and I.
Yeah, that's the problem. His dad, he was a junior, so his first name is Oail, O-A-I-L, which nobody can pronounce.
Oail.
I still can't. O-A-I-L.
Oail. So,
like
Oail.
Oail.
Like a Texas Oail man.
Oail.
Yeah, but, yeah, Oail, yeah. So,
wow.
So he said the best thing he did for me was not carry on the family name.
Yeah.
Because his dad had to have a nickname. His dad's nickname was Flop.
Flop and Bum.
And then he's like, you know what? Yeah. This stops right here. You're Wade, and that's what we're going to go with. I think that's phenomenal.
We'll go with that. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go with that, and let's just end these shenanigans right now. We are talking to the legendary Wade Phillips here on Ben and Woods this morning. And so, Coach, I know that currently, well, really nobody's working right now, but I know that maybe, are you looking for a new opportunity? Are you going to try to consult? What's next for you?
Yeah, I would like to, I'd like to keep coaching in the NFL or somewhere. So, but nothing came available. I'm in forced retirement right now. So, I'm trying to sell this book.
Yeah, there you go.
A lot of people are kind of in forced retirement right now, Wade. So don't feel too bad.
So Wade, you mentioned San Diego. Of course, you spent three seasons here as defensive coordinator of the Chargers while we still had the Chargers under Marty Schottenheimer, and of course that 2006 season is one that Chargers fans will never forget. 14-2 in the regular season. Phillip Rivers' first year as the starter, and of course just the heartbreaking way it ended in the playoffs against the New England Patriots. We call it the Marlon McCree game here in San Diego. I don't know what you call it, but what are your memories, especially from that season in particular, Wade?
Well, with LT and the great team we had, and, we got rid of that other quarterback, Drew Brees, I think his name was.
Happened to that guy?
Yeah, I don't know, But Phillip played great, and Phillip has had a great career and really a great quarterback. But we had three interceptions in that game, unfortunately, against Tom Brady. But, the last one, we fumbled back to him. And, we had our chances to win, obviously. But we had a great football team, and obviously they did too.
You, of course, parlayed that after that season to become head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, which – I mean, if you're a football coach, to me, that is like the top of the heap. I mean, you could talk about any job in America, whether it's
weird because it still is,
yeah.
Even though
head coach at Alabama or USC in college, Patriots even with Bill Belichick. But to be the coach of the Dallas Cowboys, to be someone, a native, coming from Texas, what was that like to work under Jerry and be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys?
Well, it's a big spotlight on you. Now, the way it worked out, I mean, with Marty getting fired after that year, I really would have preferred to stay in San Diego and be the head coach there because of all the players we had and the team we had. But and we love San Diego and still do. But those days are gone, right? So, the Cowboys is a lot of pressure, but I think every coaching job's a lot of pressure to win, certainly. But even when you win, there's still a lot of pressure on you there to win it all. So I think that's the toughest thing about it is Jerry wants to win a Super Bowl. He doesn't want to just win a division or even a playoff game. He wants to win a Super Bowl. So expectations are really high every year from the owner, and that's the key guy.
Well, I know there's a few Chargers fans who probably would have preferred they went with the defensive coordinator Wade over the offensive coordinator Norv. Norv gets a bad rap sometimes. His coordinator is, being a head coach, that's a tough job. But I know you still have a lot of fans here in San Diego, Wade. We're a couple of them. I really appreciate it. Again, the book, Son of Mom, Lessons My Dad Taught Me About Football and Life by Wade Phillips and the great football writer Vic Carucci. Wade, really appreciate it. Stay safe. Hopefully we'll see you on the sidelines again before too long, and when that happens, we will chat with you again, man.
Yeah, you bet. Read the book and Twitter me on @SonOfBum.
I love it.
Twitter him.
Twitter him.
Twitter
him. I love it.
That's awesome.
Everybody's got plenty of time on their hands right now, and you need a good book, and go check that out. Love Wade Phillips.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.